Governor Rick Snyder has a mission.
Our goal should be to reach 10 million people again.
Is this mission possible? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Michigan, the only state in the country to lose people in the last U.S. Census.
That's part of the narrative of Michigan's decline during the Great Recession. But the trend is reversing.
Michigan is now gaining people, although not at a rate as fast as other states.
Which means Michigan will likely lose another congressional seat after the next census if the pace doesn't accelerate.
That is just one reason why Governor Snyder set that 10 million person goal by 2020 last week in his State of the State address.
But here's a little secret. Michigan is already on track to reach 10 million people within 3 years.
And Rick Snyder knows that.
The governor threw down that marker knowing that success is a near certainty.
The bigger question is who will make up that 10 million? And what does that mean for the prosperity and well-being of that group of people?
The population projections show us getting to 10 million by 2020. So if that's the goal, I think it's sort of achievable without any great changes.
Say hello there to Luke Glazer. He is CEO of the Michigan Future Think Tank.
And he says that growth will largely be in older Michigan citizens who are retiring from the workforce.
The challenge is growing working age population. That's really where we're going to have trouble at the moment. You have more people leaving the labor market than entering the labor market. So if we're going to focus on population, it really needs to be focusing on working age population.
There are basically two ways to do that. The first, attracting young career starters. The second, immigrants from other countries.
During the State of the State, Snyder didn't say how he actually intends to meet that 10 million person goal. Although the speech was heavy on helping and attracting young people to Michigan, especially Detroit.
But he was totally silent on the subject of immigration. This from the same person who once proclaimed himself the most pro-immigration governor in the United States.
This from the same person who famously asked the former Obama administration to boost the number of Syrian refugees coming to Michigan.
Before he even more famously called for a pause in refugee resettlements and, whether he meant to or not, reset the national dialogue on immigration, especially immigration from the Middle East.
If Governor Snyder wants a population increase to boost the economy, his plan needs to attract people who are going to be a net gain for the economy.
10 million people by 2020?
That is practically a given.
The real question is, what's he going to do to make that a net economic gain for the state and whoever those 10 million people happen to be?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.